It's only May, but have you guys noticed that annoying noise in your ears already? The warmer weather that we've been all waiting for, of course, is already coming around, and it brought back some worse summer enemies already. Already! I'm Brian Ju, and I'll be right back after the song.
오늘 밤이 어제보다 더워 딴 사람은 몰라도 네가 잠들 일 없어.
Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It's Wednesday Hump Day, May 18th, 2022, and we just heard 10 centimeters with Do You Think of Me? 방에 모기가 있어. Now, okay, before we get into more topics right now, I want to go over this title because the English title, Do You Think of Me? In Korean actually means like, 내 생각하고 있어? And 방에 모기가 있어 literally means in English, there's a mosquito in my room. So I don't understand why they came up with this title difference. It confuses me. And they do that with a lot of K-pop songs sometimes. So I don't know what their meaning is behind this, but just letting y'all know. Now, with you guys knowing that the daytime highs hitting like 25 degrees Celsius in Korea already, there has been an increase in the activity of our least favorite summer guests. It's not our parents-in-laws, it's not our uncles that we never keep in contact with anymore. It is mosquitoes! Now, with that said, doctors warn that there is one thing we do need to be mindful of with more mosquitoes around. Mosquito allergies! Now, have you ever noticed that your mosquito bite getting very large and red and swelling up more than usual? It may be because you guys are allergic to mosquito bites. Now, in order to distinguish between a normal mosquito bite and an allergic reaction to a mosquito bite, take a good look at the swelling and make sure it doesn't get too big or blister up and that it doesn't last for more than 2 days. If you also feel dizzy, ooh, that's not a good one, or out of breath, definitely not a good one. That is another sign of an allergic reaction and you should go see your doctor right away. Now, the weather is getting warmer, and we are spending more time outdoors, especially with relaxed social distancing measures. So let's keep safe, not only from COVID, y'all, but who are we talking about? Those pesky little mosquitoes throughout this summer, y'all. With that said, we have a song for you guys set up. This is Fearless by Le Serapim. That was Le Serafim with Fearless, and we're going to make some announcements on various ways you all can tune into our show. We have shortwave radio at 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.785 megahertz bound for India. We have apps you guys can download for free. That's the best part. It's free. And you can listen to us conveniently through KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, and KBS Kong app. You guys can check out our website for more details at world.kbs.co.kr or follow us on the gram at KBS K-pop. You guys can enjoy KBS World Radio's K-pop programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. If you are in Malaysia, please download SYOK app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming of your favorite K-pop shows. Also, if you are listening to us via podcast, don't forget to rate us 5 stars. That way people can find us, look for us, and of course, enjoy our show all together. Now, we'd love to hear from you guys, so make sure you get at us too. On the gram, on our message board, whatever is convenient for you guys. Now, with that said, we have a song break. These two songs coming up next are going to be mind-blowing. We have 17 with Darling and Taeyeon with Can't Control Myself.
You know without your arms so lonely. When you're not here and I won't call it. Into your heat again I'm diving. Darling you, baby.
Would you like coffee or tea? Alrighty, guys, you're back with Coffee or Tea, our main segment, of course, that we like to have a little chat with y'all to wind you down or uplift you guys, whatever it is, and we're going to talk about anything and everything to start up a conversation. Now, we say now like it's nothing special, but there was a time when it was a huge deal when K-pop songs even made it into the Billboard chart rankings, and you know that's true. Now, this I still think is pretty cool and a pretty big deal. Making it into one of the Time magazines too, of course. Time magazine is one of the biggest magazines in the world, but making it a Time magazine's major people lists? Incredible. Now, aespa has become the first K-pop girl group to be chosen as one of the Time magazine's next generation leaders. Applaud on that. With next generation leaders, Time introduces trendsetters from around the world who are making an impact, ranging from singers and actors to athletes and scientists too. Now, from Korea, BTS and model Irene Kim, I miss you, Irene, have made the list before. Now, Time magazine explained aespa's records and conducted a short interview with each of the four aespa members in the article title. Now, how K-pop group aespa is making the metaverse their home. That's the title. Now, the article also explains the members' four virtual avatars that exist in this fantastical metaverse, with Giselle, one of the members, explaining that the group's goal is to normalize metaverse concepts and have fans and other people be a little more comfortable with the whole idea of it. So, are you guys pretty familiar with the metaverse concept and Gwangya yet? Well, I'm not either, so I'm going to have to study on that. Meanwhile, aespa made their debut at Coachella last month, where they performed hit songs like Black Mamba, came out in 2020, Next Level, that came out last year, and Savage, which also came out last year in 2021. So, of course, since we're talking about aespa, girls from my old record label, we're going to listen to their song since we're talking about them, and it's Next Level by aespa. And right after that, we have Davichi with their newest single, Pangpare. I'm on the next level, yeah, 절대적으로
Time for requests and responses.
Now, we love hearing from you guys. I personally love it. And we're always tuned in, of course, to which songs that you guys want to listen to next. Now, we're going to read out some messages and, of course, blast out your requested song. So stick with us as we will send out a prize to the winner as well. And the winner will be announced right after all the segments done, of course, right before the closing. Now, remember, we keep close to all your messages. We read all of them on the message boards, on the gram. So if you're tuning in right now, keep in mind, make sure you guys write to us as well. You know, we want a good variety of people, requests, and messages. Now, first up for today, we have the first request from at Haruyuki07. Message is, hello, DJ Brian. I want to request Love Shot by XO. All right. Well, you know what? That's a good song to start off for requests and responses. We have XO, who is also a good, I want to say not good friends, but we've been in the same label. I know a few of the members. So, you know, I feel like a little friend is singing me a song. So with no further ado, we're going to listen to a song from EXO called Love Shot, requested by Haruyuki07. Alrighty, we just heard EXO with Love Shot, and we're back in the studio, and we got more requests coming to you guys right now. Of course, we want to know what songs have been stuck in your head all week, all month, or all your life. So we have at Ray Liu R. And the message is, 안녕하세요, Brian Hyung and KPC family. Okay, so I realized that my username isn't exactly the easiest to figure out. Ha 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 ha. DJ Angie also stumbled through it as well. So it's Ray Liu R. I hope this helps. Hee hee. May I request Monster X's Wildfire, I said flower. Not a flower. Wildfire from their newest album. 감사합니다. Alrighty. Well, yeah, when you break up names, that's one thing with me, like with all these social media names, it's so hard to pronounce certain names, especially if you don't have a gap between certain words or an underbar or a space. So thank you for doing that. I respect that very much and I appreciate it so much. I'm just going to keep Ray from now on. So Ray, thank you for that. Moving on to our next message. It is from Ong Ni. And basically she's saying, I'd like to tell you that I really miss you and want to see you so much. Ong Ni, I miss you too. It's been so long. I remember seeing you guys in Thailand. I think the last time I saw you was in Chiang Mai, when I was in Chiang Mai. So her request is, please play the song Missing You by Fly to the Sky for me. Have a great night. Ka. Alrighty. Well, Ong Ni, of course, I'm going to play the song for you. And I hope when you listen to the song, you and your daughter both can, you know, enjoy it and relax and just have a good evening. So we're going to have two songs back-to-back for you guys. First up, we have Monster X with Wildfire and Fly to the Sky, Missing You. We just heard Fly to the Sky with Missing You, and we're back in the studio with more requests and messages. And of course, you guys know we're going to announce a winner right before the close of the show. So those who are eager to find out, you have to stay tuned. Now the next message is from at Leoro Mary Rose. Good day, DJ Brian. Happy hump day. Hope you're doing well. Today I would like to request Tarari by Treasure. I dedicate this song for all the KPC listeners and hope they will enjoy this song to the fullest. Thanks for airing and take care. All right, we'll keep that in mind. We're going to have that song set up for you, of course. And of course, I want to thank you for writing to us and sending your request. Next up, we have our last request of the week from at Wacky Cashew. Greetings, DJ at the Brian Jew. Hope you're doing well on this fine Wednesday. I'd like to request Kevin's Officials, aka Kevin Wu, of course, Got It. You know I got it. I know that song, of course. And dedicated to all the Clovers out there. I was so happy to see you guys catching up with him when you were in LA last September to October. I just want to wish Kevin all the best with his upcoming musical, K-pop Broadway. Also reminds me of 2013 when I came to Korea to watch you in 남자가 사랑할 때 musical. Such awesome memories. Thanks so much, B. Well, thank you so much. So we're going to play these songs for you guys. And of course, it's a good request for Kevin, too, because Kevin is like my little brother. He was recently in Korea, and of course, he came over. We hung out. He slept over. So when I go to the States, I do the same thing. So it only feels right to support my little man, my little brother, Kevin Wu, who is doing great things. Him and Min, if you don't know Min from Miss A, are both in K-pop Broadway. So when it comes out, I hope you guys in the New York area or traveling to New York, definitely check that out. With that said, we're going to play the two songs for you guys I requested. We have Treasure, Treja, with Tarari, Darari, and Kevin Wu, Got It. 널 보고 있어 마마기, baby. 너를 위한 멜로디, 멜로디, yeah. 네가 뮤지니까 잘 들어봐, play. Cause even though it hurts, it feels so good. 알righty, we just heard my little brother Kevin Wu with Got It. And of course, I want to thank everybody for all your requests this week. And now it's time to announce the winner. And of course, you guys are excited about that. Let's see who the winner is. I have my little magic box here and my little box is dancing. It's dancing. And the winner is Ong Ni. Congratulations. Now, we want you to let us know your mailing address by sending to our email address, kpop@kbs.co.kr and make sure you send us your information, because guess what? We have a prize waiting for you. Now we have a song break as well. We have two songs back to back. We have IVE with Love Dive, and we got Mr. J Park, Park Jae-bum with Kanadara featuring IU. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. That is all the time that we have for today. And taking us out, we have Im Young-un with If We Ever Meet Again, 다시 만날 수 있을까? From his latest album as well. So if you haven't heard his whole album, go check that out. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. And now y'all may can disconnect. Mm-hmm. 네가 없이 사는 법을 알지